The Immigration Innovation Initiative was started in 2012 by some data that was pulled together and analyzed by Dr. Jack Strauss of St. Louis University. This was commissioned by the Kemper Foundation. And the idea was to understand the economic impact that immigration would positively have on our region by better understanding entrepreneurship and the patterns that immigration would bring to the St. Louis region. And based on that data, a steering committee was formed in 2012, and various subcommittees were formed, and groups have begun meeting in the past year to develop really a go-forward plan. And because this organization had so many components, there was a decision made that they needed to hire a project director. So they hired me 3 weeks ago to be the project director for the Immigration Innovation Initiative.
And you're going to be based at the St. Louis Economic Council, and you have a corporate background here in St. Louis. So what are the economic benefits of attracting more immigrants to the region?
Well, part of the results of the study were that immigrants form entrepreneurial ventures 60% faster than our local-born population. So the data has shown that we will have more job creation, and each of the jobs that get created in turn create 5 to 10 more jobs of local people that can be hired. And so we have a greater economic impact by having entrepreneurs and immigrants come to our region. There's also data from the entrepreneurial group for high tech in town that many of those businesses are often started by people who are foreign-born. Our region is about 2.8 million people in our region, and it's been very flat. And I think our opportunity as the 19th largest metropolitan area is looking ahead. If we don't advance welcoming foreign-born talent, we will be on the decline. And so for us to stay in that top 20 of largest metropolitan areas, of keeping our neighborhoods vibrant, keeping schools open, keeping people employed and not letting go of teachers in neighborhood schools, we have to look at where there is possibility for new talent. And the results on a nationwide and local basis say it's attracting those that are foreign born.
Yeah, I was going to ask too, is there a specific sector of the local economy that you can point to as a clear example where immigrants played a key role in its growth?
I would give two examples where growth has been affected. The high-tech area through the universities, the patent formation, the new business starts, that across the country and in St. Louis has been affected positively by the role of foreign-born talent in our region. Secondly, there's been retail reinvigoration of neighborhoods, such as South Grand, where we've had a lot of Bosnian as well as Asian influence that has come to revitalize retail communities.
And what are sort of the key challenges? I know you're new to the job, but what are the key challenges that you see in attracting more immigrants to the region?
Key challenges for us are to create a more welcoming environment across the whole region. The steering committee and the subcommittees now are looking at what are we currently doing in our areas of university engagement, business and government engagement, the infrastructure, healthcare. So we have to do a better job serving all of our inclusive communities that are here today. And in turn, as we become better at serving our total inclusive community, that will send a message as well as new programs that we want to welcome more. So we have to both improve the way we advance our region now, and then we also have to have some new programs. And I think when we get to June 27th, we have a event that will be held at the Danforth Plant Science Center, and that will be oriented toward announcing a number of new initiatives that we will be broadcasting locally and regionally and nationally, saying we're going to do something new in the St. Louis region to move us forward.
And again, you've only been on the job for 3 weeks, but will there be benchmarks set and developed that you can use to measure how effective this initiative is moving forward?
The overarching mission is that by 2020, our St. Louis region should have the fastest increase of immigrant in our census data. So that will be the metric. Do we have foreign-born talent coming here at the fastest growth rate of any of the other large metropolitan areas in the country? So that is the one number that we will be shooting at. After that number, we will have separate metrics of what are we doing in the business community? Do we have metrics that we can measure to improve our retention? Can we document how many of the students that are foreign-born that we are able to retain in our region? So we'll be setting up metrics.
There's, of course, a lot of talk in Congress about immigration reform. Does that play into your effort at all?
It does play into our effort to a great deal. Many of the issues that keep businesses, universities, healthcare from being as effective as they can be are because of the lack of clarity for what will happen to immigration on a national level. So it'll be very important as we look in the coming months for the decisions to come out of Washington that will give clarity to many of the people who live in our region right now, as well as there will be clarity for the 11 million people that are undocumented. And as they have clarity on their lives and the programs and the visas, that will give clarity to us too, because there will be more talent on the move.
And we've been talking about bringing more foreign-born talent to the region, but does this also play into attracting more domestic talent to move to the region?
It does. There are two ways that that can be impacted. One, we have a number of initiatives in the St. Louis region about attracting and retaining talent. So there are some general initiatives that are already going on, but our focus here is specifically on the immigrant population. But we do know there's a lot of work that's been done on what makes vibrant cities. And vibrant cities come from having diversity of people and cultures and music and restaurants. And so those communities around the country that are showing economic growth and that young people want to move to often are those that have different kinds of people and neighborhoods and amenities that make them more multicultural and interesting. So as we work at improving the immigrants that we attract and the diversity of talent and all the cultures, that will in turn help us attract and retain more people overall.
And is there a connection between making some of the immigrants who already live in St. Louis more comfortable, feel more welcomed in the community, with attracting more immigrants to move here?
I believe that is a big factor. And so part of my early time on my listening tour these first month and two is to meet with people. This morning I was meeting with the head of the Hispanic Chamber of St. Louis. And again, he was informing me about what is going on, what's happening with their business community, what's already going well, where could things be better. I'm meeting this week with our Asian American community. I'll be having meetings with the Bosnian community. And so the key is to listen and say, where are there opportunities for us to do better? And also to show that we are listening and that together we can have ideas and plans that cut across different parts of our community, but bring their voices not just into the room, but at the table, being active participants. So I'm out listening and trying to understand where they see we have opportunities.
Okay, you brought a button with you to show me today. And can you just read what it says and tell me how it plays into the effort as a whole?
The button says, "Please ask my high school story." My thought, since I'm a native St. Louisan, as well as I've had global experiences, often when I speak to people who are not from St. Louis, they sometimes roll their eyes and they say, oh, people in St. Louis always ask, where'd you go to school? And they mean, where did you go to high school? And often when people are not from St. Louis, they find that a very strange question, and they often don't quite know what to answer. And so my idea here was to, in some ways, empower those people who did not grow up here and give them a button that says, please ask my high school story, because all people have a very interesting high school story. And so I had two thoughts in mind. One was to embolden those who are from other places to say in a nice way, please ask my story, as well as to be kind of a reminder to those here that other people have a very interesting high school or life story to tell. And I think it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek joke on us that, you know, I don't think other regions would think about talking about please tell or please ask my high school story. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke, like toasted ravioli or, other kinds of things that are native to us.
So it sounds a little like turning that quintessential St. Louis question on its head and sort of using it as a way to make people feel more welcome rather than feel excluded.
Yes. So instead of feeling excluded, it's a way of saying, ask my high school story. I've got a valid one too, and let you be a little cheeky about it, but also respectful. That's why I said, please ask my high school story. Because I think it's about being respectful, but we have a lot to learn. And I think that's one of the things about our St. Louis region that I hear can be improved, which is how do we learn about other cultures and be more open and interested in what other people can bring?